is a Fox News alert. More search details coming. I'm Rich Dennison. A judge today ordering the release by noon tomorrow of a redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to gain a search warrant for former President Trump's Florida home.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt, after his review, concluded the federal government made its case to keep portions of it from the public. The judge said information such as names of witnesses, federal agents, and those who are uncharged, as well as legal strategies and grand jury information would be compromised with no redaction. The document did show the FBI was looking into willful retention of national defense information and the concealing of its removal.
Fox's Gernal Scott, former President Trump has called the search illegal and politically motivated and has filed a motion for a neutral third party to review the documents taken. Many Americans are reacting to President Biden's plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in student loan debt to those earning less than $125,000 a year.
Many of those who are in favor of these payouts, they hold student loans themselves. Others are frustrated to be bailing out borrowers, especially if they've already paid back their student loans. It's estimated that this program will cost the average taxpayer over $2,000. Whether they agree with this or not, all do seem to think that the cost of college has just become too much, but clearly this $10,000 payout does nothing to address the cost of tuition in this country.
Madison Allworth with the Fox Business Network. Supporters of the president's plan say the forgiven money will allow students to pay off their loans and spend money that would pump up the U.S. economy. A late-day rally on Wall Street, sending stocks higher, the Dow up 322, the S&P gaining 58, the NASDAQ ending the day up 207. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Facebook has removed a network of accounts linked to the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group it banned in 2018. That brings the total number of Proud Boys assets removed to around 750 this year. California's Air Resources Board today voting to approve Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to have 35% of new vehicles sold in 2026 be zero emission,
increasing that number each year to a full ban on new sales of gas-powered vehicles in 2035, requiring 100% of new cars, trucks, and SUVs to be powered by electricity or hydrogen. The regulation that, if approved, only covers new car sales, not used cars, and doesn't impact existing gas-powered vehicles, which will still be legal to own and drive. The measure goes to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency for approval. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A boxing legend is accused of sexually abusing minors.
Former boxing champ George Foreman is accused of sex abuse by two women who filed suit in California, claiming he forced them to have sex with him back in the 1970s when they were between the ages of 13 and 16 and he was in his 20s. The complaints say they met Foreman when they were little kids through their dads, who were also in the industry, that he groomed the girls for years with things like trips for ice cream and car rides on his lap, then later made threats, for instance, telling one woman her dad would lose his job if she didn't do as the heavyweight champion wanted. Foreman says he adamantly denies the allegations and that the women are attempting to extort money from him. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A California man who smuggled more than 1,700 wild animals into the U.S., including reptiles hidden in his clothing, has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Jose Manuel Perez could face up to 20 years in prison. Prosecutors say Perez and accomplices smuggled animals from Mexico and Hong Kong into the U.S. for sale across the country. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.